Digital Photography Made Easy, the complete course to creating amazing pictures. Written by DJ Pix ATL. Narrated by Jay Swofford. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. The World of Digital Photography. You are lucky to be a member of this revolution that lasts for decades, the digital image revolution. This isn't a passing fad that will fade away. In reality, on September 10th, 2003, Kodak, the world's largest film company, announced that it would no longer invest in the development of classic film technology. Albright 2017. The corporation that single-handedly invented photography recognized that trend away from film. Kodak, which has profited tens of billions of dollars for over a century, admitted in a single statement that film, its cash cow, is no longer a growing company. Thankfully, something more fascinating has taken its place, digital. This chapter will introduce you to digital photography, a fairly young hobby. Read on to find out how you may start capturing and printing digital photos almost immediately without depleting your savings account. The remainder of this book will teach you how to take better photos, import them, and fix them before printing. Digital photography has now become the norm. The majority of cameras sold today are digital, except for a few niche uses. Analog photography is on its way out. But exactly what is digital photography? In what way does it outperform analog photography? How did it achieve such dominance? Every form of photography captures an image by focusing light reflected from something in the world through a lens and recording that image in a medium. The medium of old-fashioned analog photography was a film with light-sensitive chemicals that dimmed or changed colors when exposed to light. After processing the film in a dark room with different compounds, the image appeared in a negative, with the colors inverted. And then light was beamed through the film onto light-sensitive paper, which was then subjected to chemicals to generate a print. The procedure was time-consuming and involved numerous stages where errors were conceivable. It was costly in terms of both materials and labor, but it was the only means to take, process, and preserve images until the introduction of digital photography. Instead of this analog method, digital photography focuses the light from the lens onto an array of electronic light sensors connected to a computer processing chip to create a digital image that is then stored in digital memory. The saved image can be viewed immediately on the camera's screen, sent to other equipment for storage or additional processing, and digitally shared on the internet, providing significant advantages over analog photography. There is no risk of losing images due to unintentionally exposing film or making a mistake in the processing process that permanently damages the photograph. In contrast to waiting hours or days for the results, you may see the consequences of your efforts immediately and know if you need to retake a photo. There's no waiting time for the images to be processed. That means you don't have to take as many photographs to be pretty certain of a nice one. But every photo you take costs almost nothing. No film, no developing chemicals, no printing paper, and no slide materials. By making the process more productive and less wasteful, digital photography saves both time and money. A digital photograph may be perfectly duplicated, whereas analog photographs lose fidelity the more copies of copies are generated. Digital images are captured in the exact format required for digital publication or used in a graphic design program. No wondering how a shot that looks terrific in an 8x10 glossy would show on paper. What do you mean when you say digital photography? Instead of employing silver and light-sensitive dyes like film, integrated circuits that are sensitive to light store images as a grid of pixels in digital photography. CMOS, complementary metal oxide semiconductor sensors, or CCDs, are the names given to those integrated circuits, charge-coupled devices. These circuits serve as the foundation of digital cameras. To put it another way, everything revolves around these chips, which record light and then convert it to ones and zeros. When a CCD is charged with energy, the sensors inside the CCD become light-sensitive. The CCD chip is composed of millions of detectors that can record light in the same way traditional film does. Albright 2017. In 1969, two Bell Labs scientists devised the CCD. Albright 2017. Bell Labs experimented with it for a few years before abandoning it. The Japanese, particularly Sony, were among the first to experiment with the technology and built an industry around it. Most professional photographers have already made this
sample complete. Ready to continue?